Did you see the look in Bobby Lashley's eyes, bro?
Yes.
as soon as she said fight, that nigga said, huh? Ear to ear. I mean, what? He got in there and said, who wanna throw ones? He was bugging.
Oh my god. Yo, that whole thing was good, man.
Yeah, it was cool. Like, it started off like, okay, I don't know, you feel me? And then it was like, okay, the Babatunde dude, you feel me? And I'm like, all right, whatever his new name is. Yeah. And then when they was like, Eric from the Viking Raiders, and they said, oh, Dolph in there. I said, oh, okay. I said, mm-hmm. Oh, they gonna have some shooters in there. mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They gonna have some shooters in there. All right, cool. So let's do this. You feel me? I'm like, I started thinking about Bobby Lashley, and I wasn't expecting him to go that way. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. They lose all their belts. You think it's, you feel me? It's all going downhill. And then they say, I bet. Niggas is fighting. Oh, niggas right. Fight now.
Right. Oh, they fighting now. Okay. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, that was hard.
Okay, I see what they're doing.
That was hard.
Yeah, And then, just the whole shit, like, the girls dancing in the background, them cutting right. to them while they kicking ass. I'm like, yo, what the fuck am I watching? Yo, this shit clean.
And then it was funny. It was hella funny because I don't know if you saw the reports earlier where it was like, yo, it's in the taping is in disarray and nothing is set in stone. They're supposed to start filming in like 2 hours and they don't have anything planned, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, was that just put out there just to say shit? You feel me? Because I'm like, there's no way that they could have had nothing really, like, they could have had to hella rewrites and shit and had all of this shit ready. In a way, it just, I don't know, man. It was an interesting show.
And it was put together, I feel like it was put together nicely. I like pretty much everything on the show. I didn't have an issue, but when, I mean, Raw has been pretty much legit though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel like Raw's had more storylines, more continuity, more, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Interesting things to it. SmackDown, I feel like it'll get there. I think
I've had an issue with SmackDown.
Huh?
I've had an issue with SmackDown for sure.
Right. Me too. You know, but yeah. I feel like the women over there are really holding it down on SmackDown, i.e.
yeah.
Bayley and Sasha.
Yeah, for sure.
But tonight's Raw was cool. I don't know if you heard, but they say that SummerSlam's definitely going to be outside.
SummerSlam is in like 2 weeks. What are they going to do?
They found a place already. According to WrestleVotes, they said they
New
found
Zealand?
A place. I don't know. Is it New Zealand? Nigga, what? New Zealand?
New Zealand would be crazy to be like, all right, we ain't got no cases. Let's let all of these wrestlers in from Florida.
Oh, shit.
have Breba come back from
TM61. They have to go take that shit now.
Right, exactly. Right?
Oh, my God. But no,
right now.
They said that it's happening and it's gonna be outside and they no word on fans yet though.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, man, if they can pull that off, that'll be something cool. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no.
Set up shop outside somewhere. They should have been doing that. They should have.
That would be kind of dope.
They should have been doing that. They should have did that for Mania. They should have, but I get it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it was a whole lot more restrictions around that time.
Yeah, for sure it was. And it was hella uncertain, too. Like, I mean, it's still hella uncertain, but it was like, this shit is fresh. Like, we don't know what we're doing. We scrambling.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know?
So I'm like, golly, come on.
No, but that show was kind of dope. They said, yo, Shane McMahon is on Raw tonight. I said, huh? That's when I was like, yo.
You know what I don't like, bro? And I'm a touch on this more on Wednesday. Like, what? People, they hate everything WWE does.
Yeah, for sure.
Everything, bro. It's like, it's really not that bad. Like, I'm sure people thought, oh, Shane McMahon's coming back. Oh, he's going to wrestle or he's going to do that. Like, bro, I'm cool with him being a little host. I'm cool with him being a little host.
Just a little. You feel me?
I think Raw's lacking that anyways.
Just a little what?
WWE across the board, other than William Regal and NXT, Raw and SmackDown is lacking that right now. Remember? Everybody wanted Steph and Shane and the authority for years to go away, and now they're crying for it to come back. It's like, but then they bring Shane back, and it's just like, oh, God, what are they going to do? I like Dominic. I don't like – what do you think about them calling him Dominic Mysterio?
My bad.
What'd you say?
What'd you think about them calling him Dominic Mysterio?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. He don't look like Dominic Mysterio to me. He just looked like Dominic. You know what I'm saying?
He like, just sure look like Dominic, bro. Like, you look like the same nigga, bro. You feel me? Like, I remember when you and Eddie Guerrero went down the slide together, bro.
Facts. And he gave you some like, records, nigga.
Right. Like, come on, bro. Like, check me out, bro. You're Dominic, bro. Dominic Mysterio. Is that going to be his, like, his ring name?
I guess. I thought they were going with Prince Mysterio. They did the little name thing that popped up when he was backstage, and it said Dominic Mysterio. I said,
oh, I didn't even see that.
I was like, that's how you know it's real.
You guys are stupid, man. So he's oh man. Here we go. But then they can still do an NXT rebrand. You feel me? Like he officially signed and then be like, no longer will you call me Dominic. I don't know why I just gave him a stupid
Prince,
accent.
Prince Mysterio.
Right.
Hey.
Prince.
Hey, but what was I about to say?
I need Conan's reaction to all of that, too.
Hey, facts. Little Ray Ray.
Yeah, for sure.
Little Dominic, he for sure on the show Wednesday. I talked to Ray Ray.
I'm going to tag him, too, and be like, yo, episode with Conan, 5150.
I'm going to get in my bag.
I'm
going to send him a DM like, Papa. Check out my podcast. He for sure sent me a DM and was like, Papa, check out my podcast.
Yeah, for sure.
I'll give you a shout out.
I'm like, no, you won't, nigga.
Someone
what the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, nah, that's man. But, bro. NXT. Bro, what the hell is Tay Conti doing in AEW?
Oh, yeah, she's in that tournament.
Yeah, bro. Now, so are these all officially signed, or are they doing the NXT thing where you come to the tournament and then they let you go?
I think they're just doing the tournament, and they're just, you feel me, bringing, just like they're doing with the TNT title.
Yeah.
Like, you feel me, just bringing people in and giving them a shot, and then just having extra bodies around, giving people work.
Yeah.
Because that's what AEW's for sure been good for that. They've been giving people work.
Yeah. That's lit. But I'm like,
it's on YouTube. Like, what do you think about that?
I think it should not be on YouTube.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. Think about it. If this was WWE, it would be on the network. And AEW don't have a network yet. At least put it on Fight. At least get you some type of deal where you can stream that shit on Fight or something. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Well, what if they do it like this for free on YouTube and they're trying to build their YouTube base? Of course, I'm sure of that.
Right.
But what if they do like the semis and the finals on Dynamite and like All Out?
Okay, I'm with that because you don't want the, like, I mean, because some shit don't need to be on TV. You know what I'm saying? But I think, I mean, I just think that seeing what's her name? Ariane and Tay and like these names, these WWE names, whether
MJ Jenkins small, too.
It's huh?
MJ Jenkins.
Yes, and unless, seeing all these names, like people want to see these names. I mean, I feel like that would be a good thing for ratings for them to have those people on the show. But I mean, you know, they like you said, they trying to run their YouTube numbers up. I'm sure that does a lot for them.
Yeah, I think that has something to do with it for sure, though.
Yeah, the YouTube shit, bro. They got a lot going on. I'm gonna get in their ass too. Yeah, I forgot all out this month, right?
September 5th, next month. So a month from now.
That's right. The last one they did, it was the first one was the 31st, right?
Yeah,
that's right.
No. The first one that they did, I think it was on September 1st, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then last year, when they were officially AEW, they did the 31st.
Okay, that's right.
It was the weekend after SummerSlam.
Man, they be on some bull, man. Everybody on some bull. You know what? Impact scares me. Because they got a lot of talent, a lot of potential. But it's like, yo, what y'all gonna do? Like,
right. Like, what are y'all gonna do with all of these pieces?
I feel like you know what it feels like? I feel like they promising all these people some shit. Money might be good. Of course, you know, the thought of not having to work such and such dates might be a thing for them too, because the majority of them got family. I know, Hawkins got Brian Myers got another baby on the way, so the fact that they don't have to work WWE schedule no more is cool, you know what I'm saying? But it's just like, I thought they was finna be destroyed like a couple of years ago, you know what I'm saying? Like, they didn't know what the hell was going on. They ain't had no TV deal. Do they come on TV now,
or do they're you have on to Access? Watch it?
Okay, they're on Access. Okay.
Yeah, they're on Access and Twitch simultaneously.
Yeah, okay. So I see it on Twitch. I don't be knowing what channel it's on. Okay, so I'm going to look for it then so that I can keep tabs on it. Because I'm like, man, they got all these fucking names. And
yeah.
It's just weird. They got to do something, though. Like, the way that they shoot their shit is just weird.
What do you mean?
Like,
oh,
it just,
you mean like,
it,
like the camera angles and like the backstage segments and shit?
It just looked like a movie. I don't like that. Like, I just it just looks like a movie. Like, it looks like you know how they said, remember at first when NXT came, I think it was WrestleMania, remember people were like, oh my god, they sound like they're talking from a studio. Like, it sounds fake. Like, that's what it sounds like to me. It sounds and looks fake. But, you know, gotta thank Matt Hardy for that shit, I guess. Or
did you see the Wrestle House on Impact?
Man.
All right, never mind. My bad.
Man. And wait a minute. Where is this? This will bug me too. Why the hell do they got a TNA World Champ and an Impact World Champ?
Because Moose is out of his goddamn mind.
He's playing
a character that, because they didn't have the Impact World title, he just went and grabbed a replica and was like, all right, cool. Well, I'm the TNA heavyweight champion now, then. We need a world champion. It's going to be me.
and that's actually, like, I read something that's like an actual like replica off eBay or some shit.
That's hella funny. That's hella funny. That's hella funny.
I swear, bro. Like, I'm going to try and find it and send it to you. Somebody said that it's actually, like, something that they bought online and, like, it's not even the real deal.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy. Nah. That ain't it. Wow.
You feel me?
Yeah, man. That shit nuts, man. I'm like, okay. Very interesting.
Great.
Impact is trying, though.
They're trying, I guess.
We do with this XFL shit. That was like the most out of left field. You know, like, bruh. Wait, what? Like, I thought y'all niggas was playing. I ain't even gonna lie to you. I thought y'all was playing. And then I looked and I was like, whoa, wait a second. This is for real.
Mm-hmm.
I know, man.
When I seen it, I was like, look, I don't know what the hell he's gonna do with it, or they gonna do with it, or whatever. But can they please do something with it? Like, it's all this money being thrown around, but it's right. People jobs and people lives being played with. Like,
for sure.
It's dudes that really want a ball, and when we seen the XFL last, they was really out there trying their hardest to perform.
And they was, hey, you know what? No. I think that they were set up to do at least well enough to play out this season and maybe get to another one. I think they would have been able to get to another season because this, like, they really had like some innovative shit going. You feel me? And I just think that they had a real shot.
Yeah.
I think they had a real shot. Like, they scaled back on a lot of a lot of the extra theatrics and all of that shit. Yeah. You feel me? It was like, okay, we're just gonna play a good game of football. We're gonna tweak some of the rules here and there, and we're gonna give a lot of people opportunities to ball out, like you said. You feel me? But it's hella unfortunate.
So I hope if they do bring it back, it's brought back, and I don't even want them to change much. Don't even change it. Just do it exactly how it was being done before. How whoever idea that was or whatever, get them same people and just you know, get it back.
You think they could bring Oliver Luck back?
Hell no.
That ship has sailed, buddy. That ship has sailed, buddy.
Hell no.
Sorry, you know what, about though? Your rock, damn but look.
But you know what, though? The Rock is The Rock, and you know, he got a lot of connections, so he's going to bring a lot of attention and a lot of seriousness to it, because, you know, The Rock's serious about his business. So,
bro, I'm like, this nigga is really Spencer Strassmore, bro. Like, I'm like, yo, like, I was really a fan of Ballers. I'm like, yo, I don't know what he's doing here, but these is real-life Ballers moves. What's going on?
What's next? What the fuck is next?
I don't know, bro. This nigga really finna reveal himself in a Scorpion King.
Man. or even like what you think about this TikTok shit? Like, cause you feel me, people is like saying, oh, it's finna go away and all, and then I saw Microsoft talking about they wanna buy it.
Oh,
like,
shit.
What's it? Yeah, it's like, what the fuck is going on? Like,
they trying to find a way to make them niggas sell it.
Yep.
They're trying to find a way to make them niggas sell
it. And Trump is just like, no.
Right. I'm like, oh, man.
Bitch ass nigga.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
GV.
Yeah, man. What? I don't know, man.
That was crazy.
I don't know, man.
I don't know what's going on. I know that my Lakers better hurry up and close this shit out. All right? I'm tired of this shit.
Anthony I'm Davis, tired of it.
He pushing the 40 piece right now. He's trying to get to a 40 piece.
Yeah.
He's doing it all on his own.